their support. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. In a meeting with Republicans, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy assured his Republican colleagues that he never asked for the resignation of then-President Trump over the Capitol riot.
Today, McCarthy received a standing ovation. He told GOP members there were forces trying to sow division. McCarthy lashed out at some of the rhetoric from Matt Gaetz. Gaetz said McCarthy's comments about him represented, quote, the behavior of weak men, not leaders. Republicans are rallying around McCarthy. Democrats say Republicans are only focused on the midterms, not the riot. McCarthy stands to become speaker next year if the GOP wins the majority. McCarthy's chances hinge on two things, the prospective size of the GOP majority and if former President Trump still stands by him.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The White House says President Biden will travel to South Korea and Japan next month to consult with allies on threats from China and North Korea. It'll be his first trip to Asia since taking office. Russia has made good on its threat to punish NATO allies who get energy products from Moscow.
The brutal war in Ukraine got wider and nastier today. Russia using its most dangerous economic weapon, energy, against its opponents, cutting off natural gas to Poland and Bulgaria. Two important supporters of Kyiv, with a threat other countries could be cut off as well. Early today, an ammunition dump in Russia just across the border from Ukraine was set on fire. One of several recent incidents at Russian military support facilities.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. This comes as there have been reports of explosions in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson and at least temporarily knocked Russian channels off the air. The Russian state news agency said missiles and rockets were fired from the direction of the Ukrainian forces to the northwest. The city has been occupied by Russia since early in the war. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Charges in Chicago for a sanitation worker accused of trying to sell an automatic weapon on the job.
Illinois prosecutors say 38-year-old Charles Sikanich, an employee of the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation, tried to sell an MP40, an illegal fully automatic machine gun, while working his shift, though to an undercover ATF agent, who he allegedly told he'd have his mother complete the sale in hopes of avoiding complications to his role as a superintendent of Chicago's 45th Ward. He's charged with possession, an attempted sale of a machine gun, and official misconduct. And he also faces up to 17 years in prison if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether Oklahoma retains the authority to prosecute non-Native Americans for crimes committed on tribal land when the victim is Native American. A decision could come later this year. A new survey looks at the most popular housing markets in the U.S.
The hottest places to live are now often the most affordable. According to the Wall Street Journal Realtor.com Emerging Housing Markets Index, which found Rapid City, South Dakota, the number one metro area for the quarter. Other top cities include Santa Cruz, Watsonville, California, Boulder, Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Raleigh, North Carolina, as well as Northport and Naples, Florida. The less expensive cities with strong local economies climbing on the index is a sign that many home buyers are giving priority to affordability. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Elon Musk requests to scrap a settlement with federal regulators over 2018 tweets that claimed he had the funding to take Tesla private is being denied by a federal judge. The settlement required Musk's tweets be approved by a Tesla attorney. The SEC is investigating whether Musk violated the agreement made in October of 2018. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.